The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time, there was a radio show called The Eric Metaxas Show.
It had an announcer named Todd, who was the handsomest announcer in the land. Eric was bitterly jealous of Todd's good looks.
But there was nothing he could do.
He just had to accept that cruel fate had made him as ugly as a toad.
Here's Toadface himself, Eric Metaxas.
Well, I've accepted it.
Yeah.
I've also accepted the fact that, Alvin, you know, Todd is just not going to change. I've tried. We've all tried.
I know.
Have you tried?
I tried.
He's the same. Listen, I've got such exciting news. I am calling from my cell phone. Alvin, you know this, but our radio audience doesn't know this. I am in Fresno, California.
You are.
Fresno. You understand me? Fresno, California. Who goes to Fresno?
You.
That's right. But it's so funny. Like, I thought, Fresno? I've heard of Fresno. Where's Fresno? I am in Fresno, California. I got here at midnight last night. I had to fly from I was in Nashville over the weekend, Murfreesboro, spoke at World Outreach Church. I was hanging out with our friend Victoria Jackson.
Oh, yes.
It was incredible. She is so nice. And she brought her husband. And listen, that guy, I love that guy, Paul, her husband.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Alvin, I got so much to share. This is going to be hard. You know what I have to share.
I do know. Yes.
I got to. Okay, we have to go. First of all, in this hour, I'm talking to Pastor Robert Jeffress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in hour two, we have Lee Habib. But I just said I'm dying to share. All weekend long, I've been dying to share this with my radio audience, the Elton John concert. I don't have any words to even describe what happened. It was insane. Can I try?
Please do.
All right. I went to the Elton John concert. I was invited by the bass player for Elton John, which itself is lunacy. Like, the bass player for Elton John is a wonderful Christian who's read my books, and he invited me. So I just about fainted. I've shared that on the program. Like, I couldn't believe it. So I go with a friend of mine. We went to the concert, and this sweet bass player, he kind of acts like he's a big nobody. He's the bass player for Elton John. He's such a sweet, humble guy, Matt Bissonette. He takes us around. He introduced us to the guys in the band. They've been in the band since 1970 and 71. The bass player, Dee Murray, passed away years ago, but we met the guitarist, Davy Johnstone. The dude is a legend. You see him, you'd know who he was. Mm-hmm. And then Nigel Olsen, the drummer, since 1970. These guys, if you watch like old documentaries on Elton John, you see these guys, they look like they're 18 years old. Now they're like, you know, older men. But it was such a mind blower. But it gets crazier. You ready for this? Are you ready?
Go.
All right. You don't sound that excited. Are you okay, Alvin?
No, I am. No, okay? I'm very excited. I'm in New York City.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in Fresno.
I know.
This is not. I went. So then the bass player says, "Hey, let's go to the VIP lounge. Maybe we'll see some like VIPs there, right?" And I thought, yeah, like what a concept. Who's going to be at the Elton John VIP lounge? Like, I don't know, maybe I'll bump into Hillary Clinton. No joke, she and Bill had been there the night before because there were two concerts in Madison Square Garden, so I dodged the bullet, right?
Yeah.
We get to the VIP lounge, and I look around, I don't see anybody. Then a woman comes up to me and says, "You're Eric Metaxas."
Wow.
And I said, "I'm in the Elton John VIP lounge in Madison Square Garden. I don't expect somebody to know who I am in that world, right?"
Right.
She comes up to me, she says she loves my books. She met my wife in Texas. She's from Texas. She's here with her two daughters. And I said, "What? This is insane. What is going on?" I expect somebody to come up to me. And they said, "Well, we're from Dallas, and we're here because of our friend Heather Taupin." I said, "What?"
Wow.
She says, "Yeah, our friend Heather Taupin."
Yeah.
Now, some people listening to this know already what I'm about to say.
Right.
Bernie Taupin is the man who has written the lyrics to every single Elton John song since the 60s. The guy is a legend. on par with Elton John. Mm-hmm. So his wife evidently invited these people, and so they bring her over. And I meet the wife of Bernie Taupin. I'm about to faint because this is really like, to people who know who he is, it doesn't get bigger.
Right.
It's like, wow.
I'm about to faint. And, yeah.
And his wife is a Christian, and she knows my books, and she was all excited to meet me. I said, I'm dreaming. This is like a joke. This is somebody spiked my punch. She then takes us to meet her husband, Bernie Taupin. And I have to tell you, if you had told me that I would meet Bernie Taupin, I would never believe you, because this guy is just, I mean, it was such an honor. And obviously the concert was phenomenal, but the whole thing was just amazing. And then I had to race from there, like I'm some big shot suddenly. I had to race from that to Fox News, where I got into kind of a rhubarb with Juan Williams.
Yeah, I saw that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was ugly, Alvin. You saw it?
I saw it. Yeah, I did.
He got my back up. He said some stuff that I thought, wait a second, that's plumb loco. You can't really believe that, Juan Williams. You know what he said? He says, this president has nothing to run on. And I thought, even if you despise this president, which it's your right as an American, but you can't say he's got nothing to run on. That is crazy.
Right.
So I kind of got my back up. Anyway, it was nuts. And it got even crazier from there, because, as you know, after that, my book went to the top 100, the Donald Drains the Swamp book. And so anyway, I'm all excited about this, and I had to share it. I'm giddy as a schoolgirl. Is that wrong?
So am I.
I'm
was that a porpoise? Okay, go
but
ahead.
Anyway, so I'm in Fresno to this afternoon, or no, tonight. I'm flying back to Los Angeles. I spent time with Victoria Jackson. I was mentioning it was just the most wonderful time at World Outreach Church. People are excited about the Donald Drains the Swamp book. Like, you never know when you write a book until, you know, because it's a kid's book. People don't know me as a writer of a kid's books or funny stuff, but it's a kind of a fable for all ages. This is my takeaway. As I talk to people, it's like they're excited because it's a fable that explains, in effect, why we should vote for Donald Trump in the midterms. Like, mm-hmm. Basically, it's so simple, even a child could understand it.
Yes. Yeah, and why we have to keep the Republicans in control, because it's going to...
Well, I mean, exactly. You know, even as John Smirek said, even if you hate the Republican congressman, the problem is the pitch is so shrill in the culture right now and in Washington, D.C., that if we don't hold Congress, which we probably won't unless everybody
right.
votes.
Well, that was the other thing.
Well, yes, go ahead.
What Juan was saying, like acting like, oh, no, it's the president who's uncivil here. And it's like, and you were saying, well, are you kidding me? You know, you witnessed it yourself to see how people were like.
Oh, but this is what I'm saying. It's like there's this, you know, they call it gaslighting. Like, somebody like that says something like that, and you look at them like, wait a second. I know for a fact that's not only not true, that's crazy talk. But it's almost like he has his talking points and he just has to kind of put it out there. Yeah. But it actually offended me, because I thought, that is so not true. It's not. It's beyond your point of view. We're at a point now where you're playing head games with America. That's not right. Mm-hmm. If you're going to disagree on the merits. Anyway,
yeah.
Fox will probably never have me back.
Oh.
But I just have to say that you know, it was an honor to get to do that. And listen, you know, I don't want to forget this before we go to Jeffress. Even though I'm all the way in Fresno, California. We are still doing, and I'll say this so you don't have to, Alvin, but we are still doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom, and I'm embarrassed to say this, we are way behind. You know, we kind of, when you do something like this, you say, well, we think we could raise this much because our audience is excited and whatever, and I obviously overstated it wildly, and so we're way, way behind. So if there's anybody inclined to give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, please go to our website. You know that our website is metaxastalk.com. This is actually so important. Maybe if I have time after the Pastor Jeffress interview, I'll get into the details on this. But this is such an important thing. I can't think of anything more important than religious liberty. It's very important. It's why we need to vote in the midterms. You got to do anything. Get an absentee ballot if you're not going to be home. This is very important. But please go to metaxastalk.com. And maybe at the end of the hour, I'll get a chance to give him some give some more details.
This just isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman, a grandmother and small business owner who's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could be on the hook to pay more than $1 million to her opponents. If this could happen to her, it can happen to you, which is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they cannot do it without your help. Your gift of $100 will help Baronelle and Alliance Defending Freedom in this crucial fight. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give right now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770 or give now at MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-942-4730. 800-942-4730. That's 800-942-4730.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
This holiday season, impress everyone who visits your home with brand new made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Get inspired by before and after pictures, read reviews, and get the latest trends in colors and patterns at Blinds.com. And right now, you can save up to 40%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's up to 40%, plus take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Stay too long. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And as promised, I have in this hour, Dr. Robert Jeffress. You may know him because he's a big pastor of one of those big Dallas churches. We don't have those kind of churches in New York City. When we get that many people together, we call it Madison Square Garden. We typically don't have church there. But I want to tell you, not only is he a pastor, longtime pastor in Dallas, but he's the author of many books, a Fox News contributor. The new book is called Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. Who doesn't want to have an extraordinary life? I know I do. And I'm thrilled to have Dr. Robert Jeffress on the line. Dr. Jeffress, welcome.
Good to talk to you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, you know, when you write a book like Choosing the Extraordinary Life, everybody is longing for meaning in life. And I think most people, they kind of hit a rut. I know I did. And you wonder, is this it? What am I doing with my life? What do I, why am I on this planet? A lot of times people, even Christians, their faith, it hasn't really gotten a hold of them. And they're kind of just, or maybe their faith has gotten a hold of them, but they're still sort of lost. And so whenever I see a book like this, I kind of get excited because we need to know the answer to these questions. So what do you say in the book when you say seven secrets for success and significance? What do you mean by that?
Well, let me tap into what you just said. You know, so many Christians right now are kind of like that Chicago sewer worker who was asked why he did what he did. He said, well, let me think. I dig the ditch to earn the money, to buy the bread, to get the strength to dig the ditch. And you know, that's how a lot of people are living their lives. They get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, watch a little TV, go to bed, and start the routine all over again.
Right.
And I think God really has more for us than that. And when I talk about the extraordinary life, this is not a positive thinking mumbo-jumbo book. I actually based this book on the life of Elijah. You know, Elijah, the Bible says, was an ordinary person. He had the same doubts, bouts with disobedience and discouragement that we do, and yet God used him in an extraordinary way in his culture. And what I've done is I've unveiled the seven choices Elijah made in his life that led to an extraordinary life. And, you know, to sum up, an extraordinary life happens when we find our unique life purpose and find how it connects to God's purpose. And I use these seven very practical secrets that help us to do just that.
Well, it's interesting that you're writing about Elijah because he experienced great despondency in his life. I mean, whether it was depression or just being just broken at his wit's end, and God has to kind of buck him up. I think a lot of times people do go through that. We can always relate to him under the broom tree, I guess.
Well, that's right. In fact, that's one of the chapters of the book. One of the secrets of an extraordinary life is learning how to handle bad days. We all have bad days or bad seasons of life when discouragement piles upon discouragement. And notice the secret is not how to avoid bad days. We're sinful people living in a sinful world. We're going to make some bad choices, or we're going to have some bad choices made for us. We can't avoid bad seasons of life, but we can learn how to handle them without allowing them to paralyze us. And that's one of those things we look at in Elijah's life.
Well, it's almost funny to think about the day under the broom tree as a bad day. I mean, it was it was very bad. It was extremely bad. He actually bring us. You're a pastor, so you know this stuff. Explain to us what brought him to that place and the relationship with Jezebel and that whole thing. Because when we're talking about his bad day, it's real bad.
The real apex of Elijah's, the high point of his life, was on Mount Carmel. You know, we've been there before, where Elijah did battle with the prophets of Baal and Asherah and slew the prophets, and the fire fell down from heaven. And then he went into a funk. I mean, part of it was probably emotional, spiritual exhaustion, and he lost perspective, Eric. And it's interesting, you know, in one moment, he couldn't be fazed by 800 angry prophets of Baal, but in the next moment, when he was emotionally depleted, all it took was one angry female named Jezebel to come after him, and he started running, and he ran, and he ran, and as you know, he ended up under that tree and said, you know, Lord, take my life. No, we know he didn't mean that. Had he really wanted to die, he could have stayed right where he was and Jezebel would have accommodated him. But he lost perspective. And I talk about in that chapter, he mirrors for us, you know, what to do during these bad seasons of life. You know, we need to take care of ourselves physically. My old professor, Howard Hendricks, said sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is take a nap.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's not read the Bible. Sometimes you just need to take a nap. He ate. You remember the angels brought the cakes to him. That's the first instance of angels food cake in the Bible. Anyway, you know, he restored himself physically. He also restored himself spiritually. There's a great verse about King David after he had a particularly bad day and all of the homes of his people were burned and the people were grumbling about him. The Bible says, David strengthened himself in the Lord. We need to know how to strengthen ourselves spiritually. And then, interestingly, God ministered to him emotionally. Elijah was hiding in that cave, and God said after a period of time, it's time to leave the cave and get reconnected to people. You know, as a pastor, I find this all the time, Eric, when people are going through a bad season in life, they'll say, Pastor, I hope you understand, but we're just going to take some time off from church. We're having a hard time right now. We just need some time off. Our friend David Jeremiah says the only person who thinks you ought to take some time off from church when you're going through difficulty is the devil. I mean, his strategy is to isolate Christians and to attack them. So Elijah's a great model on how to handle those bad days. That's just one of the secrets we talk about in choosing the extraordinary life.
Well, it's so important, I think, especially if we're talking to our fellow Christians, to say, you can be way too spiritual sometimes, and people forget that there's a time to eat and to sleep and to rest and to laugh and to hug our kids or to play ball. And I think sometimes the biggest spiritual battle comes, as you just said, because we're depleted and we have neglected those things. And some people think maybe there's honor in not taking care of myself. The less I sleep, the more spiritual I am. I'm up praying or something like that. And you think, well, you better be careful because God wants us to be rested and to be refreshed. And that's such a big one. It's a big one for me, I have to say.
Yeah, and, you know, we have to remember we are body, soul, and spirit. God created all three components to make us who we are. And, you know, it's a mystery, really, how all of that interrelates to one another. But I know this, you know, they are so closely tied to each other. You know, the body, the soul, and the spirit. As somebody said, if one catches a cold, the other sneezes.
I've not heard this. I think you have to be a preacher to have heard all these kind of cool things. You just kind of whip them out in a sermon. But I like that. And it's really true. I find that I have been able to be attacked spiritually when I have allowed myself to get tired or somehow depleted, that I'm more open to just falling into a bad place emotionally or anything like that, and sleep and eating and laughing and giving ourselves a break sometimes. Because I do think sometimes people confuse the walk of faith with this kind of toughing it out, white knuckling, like that to take care of yourself is a sin. And I think, no, on the contrary, that's if the Lord loves us, he wants us to take good care of ourselves, take good care of our bodies and our minds. And that's just a big one. So I'm glad that we got to that. When you're talking about Elijah under the broom tree, it really is funny, too, because he has just come off of such a high. And isn't that another thing, that when you've been through something fantastic, right after that, often can be a very, very down time. And that's the classic case.
No, absolutely. Perfect illustration. And there's also another truth, I mean, illustrated there that we talk about, and that's waiting on God's timing. You know, Elijah had a big splash. He came on the scene really out of nowhere in 1 Kings 17, made his big pronouncement to evil King Ahab, it's not going to rain. And then God sent him off for 3.5 years in obscurity. And, you know, Elijah had really, I think, thought God was finished with him. He spent 6 months alone by the brook Cherith and then 2 years with a widow. And yet, during that waiting time, God taught Elijah some invaluable things. You know, we want to move from one big thing to the next big thing, or from a big failure to a big success. Many times, God calls a time out. And I say in this chapter, waiting on God's timing, waiting time doesn't have to be wasted time if we're learning the lessons God wants us to learn. Because many times, God's not only working in our life, He's working someplace else we can't even see to prepare us for our next big thing. And so really learning to wait on God is another secret for an extraordinary life.
Well, I love that. We're going to go to break. Folks, I have the pleasure of talking to Dr. Robert Jeffress. The new book is Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Check it out, MetaxasTalk.com. We'll be right back.
He talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life,
you're... You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find hope, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Dr. Robert Jeffress about his new book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. Who doesn't want success and significance? We don't just want to believe that we're bumbling through and our life doesn't have any meaning. By the way, that's a lie. God has meaning in store for you and purpose in store for you. You need to know that and then need to figure out how can I determine that. Dr. Jeffress, in chapter two here, you have determining to influence your culture. That is a huge one for me, probably the biggest one for me. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, again, if you're going to have that extraordinary life, it's important to understand God placed you where you are in the situation you are to be an influence for Him. And Eric, you and I have talked about this many times. There's this warped idea out there in Christian circles today that somehow God doesn't care about the culture, that the culture is going to hell in a handbasket and we can't do anything about it except try to save our own souls. But Jesus said He's placed us here to be salt and light. you know, salt was a preservative. It didn't prevent the decay of meat, but it delayed the decay of meat. It gave the meat longer shelf life. And God has left us here as Christians not to isolate ourselves from culture, not to identify with the culture and become like it, but to influence the culture. And, you know, when we say, we pray this prayer all the time, the Lord's Prayer, and we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. We pray that so often, I wonder if we've forgotten what we're praying for. Mm. We're not just praying for some future kingdom of God to come. We're saying, God, we want your will to be done now on earth as it is being done in heaven. I don't think it is God's will for 1.4 million children to be murdered every year in the womb. I don't think it's God's will for Christians to be persecuted and have their heads chopped off around the world. I don't think it's God's will to have war crosses from war memorials or Ten Commandment displays to be torn down or the name of Jesus being prohibited in the public square. We are supposed to be an influence now. Elijah didn't think it was God's will for children to be burned on an open sacrifice to the gods of Baal and Asherah. He didn't think it was right for the people of Israel to be worshiping Baal instead of Jehovah, so he decided to be an influence in his culture. And that's what we talk about and how you can do that in this chapter.
Well, I love it because I think that feeling that there's something you can do, even if it's a small thing, to take seriously the idea that God didn't put you on this earth just to exist, but to do something. And that doesn't mean that the goal of our life should be to do something. The number one goal of our life, of course, is to be connected to God. But if you're connected to God, he wants to use you. And there's something so, I have to say, the greatest thing in my life is feeling that God has used me in some way. If somebody says to me, oh, so what you just said or what you wrote in a book or something, and I think, that's why I'm on this planet. And it just is such a beautiful feeling. And we can touch the lives around us, whether we're moms or dads or teachers, whatever. We can touch people. We can change the world. And it is just the best feeling there is.
Let me just share something that may be the most helpful thing our listeners hear today, and that is chapter one of my book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life. The first principle is to discover your unique purpose in life. You know, as you alluded to, Eric, we've all been created to glorify God. We understand that, but God has a unique purpose in our life to achieve that master purpose. I say it this way, God is writing a unique story in our lives to tell his story, and I actually use that word story as an acrostic for five ways to discover that unique purpose that gives you, Eric, so much joy as a broadcaster and communicator and writer. God has a unique way for everybody to experience that. You know, I say the S stands for start with Scripture. And admittedly, you're not going to find your vocation in the Bible per se, unless you're into tax collecting and shepherding, but at least reading Scripture helps you know God's general purpose and saturate your mind with that purpose. The T in story stands for talk to others. Proverbs 13:10-20 says, in the multitude of counselors, there is victory. I remember when I was in the ninth grade, my speech teacher, Miss Fry, used to scare us to death. She'd stand up on her desk and yell at us to speak louder. One day she said, Jeffress, I want to talk to you after school. And I couldn't imagine what she wanted to talk to me about. She said, Jeffress, you're going to be a preacher one day. And that scares the bejeebers out of me because you could sell anybody anything. But you know, Eric, she was the first person who ever envisioned for me to be a preacher. And sometimes you need to listen to what other people say. The O in story stands for obey your passions. Do you know one of the best ways to know God's unique plan for your life, what he wants you to do, is to ask yourself, what do you want to do? Hmm. God puts his passions in your life to direct you. Psalm 37:4, for it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will as well as the gifts to do his purpose. I mean, the reason God made you passionate about writing and broadcasting and politics, that was his unique plan for your life. And then the R in story stands for recognize your unique gifts and abilities. Again, Philippians 2:13 says, God is working in you to give you the desire and the gifts. Ask yourself the question, what do I do that just seems to come naturally? What is it when I do it, other people say, you were born to do that? That's a good way to know, your gift.
I love this. When we come back, we're going to find out what the Y in story stands for. But all this stuff is so important because honestly, Every person is longing to discover, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And it's a joy to know those things and to be working toward what God has put in us. We'll be right back, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-43-BIBLE.
I'm so fearful. I feel like my world is about to come crashing down around me. I can't even get to sleep at night. This constant dread is wearing me down. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's actually wrong. I'm just so unsettled. I don't know what to do.
I think you may be experiencing anxiety.
I just want it to stop. I want to feel normal.
When was the last time you can remember feeling calm?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can.
That's the Fifth Dimension. They're rocketing up the Billboard charts. Check them out. They're going to be They're going to be on the Carol Burnett Show this weekend. Hey, I'm talking to Robert Jeffress. We are talking about this new book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. And Dr. Jeffress, you said you're sharing an acrostic with us, the word story, and we got all the way up to the why. So I'm dying to know, what does the why stand for in story?
Right. For people just joining us, we're talking about how to discover God's unique plan for your life. The S in story, start with Scripture. T, talk to others. O, obey your passion. R, recognize your gifts and abilities. And Y, yield to God's leadership in your life. There comes that time when you know God's plan, but then you have to decide whether you're going to follow that plan. You know, this will be probably sound funny to you, but I thought I knew from the time I was about 5 years old what I was going to do. From the time I was 5 to 15, I thought I was going to be a television producer. I was on TV when I was 5, and I was so interested in what was going on behind the camera. I mean, I used to go to the library, Eric, when I was 8 or 9. My parents would drop me off at the Dallas Library to do my homework. And instead of doing that, I'd pull down every broadcasting journal I could read. I would pull down Forbes magazine back issues and read them. I mean, I was fascinated with the business aspect of broadcasting. But when I was 15, God spoke to me as clearly as he ever spoke to me and said, you're going to be a pastor. Now, what's interesting is God really didn't change my interest and giftedness. He just redirected them to a new way of serving him. And I think, again, what I would say to listeners, the reason you're interested in the things you're interested in is not by accident. Again, we have this idea that God's will must be the most distasteful, most unpleasant thing we could ever think of.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to surrender and go to Africa and live in a hut. No, you know why people who are missionaries go to Africa or China or wherever and live as missionaries? It's because that's what they want to do.
Right.
They would be miserable doing anything else. God uses desires and passions and gifts to give you his direction.
Well, there's so much in just this. Now, I'm just curious because it's so humorous to me. So at age 5, you said you were on TV and the TV production bug bit you at age 5. That's very funny. Most 5-year-olds don't even know what TV production is. I just discovered about 3 years ago myself what the heck TV production is. How is it that, first of all, what were you doing on TV at age 5?
Oh, I even hate to tell you, I was playing my accordion on the Mr. Peppermint Show, the big show here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, kids show. So I was kind of semi-regular on the Mr. Peppermint TV
That is
show.
So cute, I could scream. Are you kidding me?
I think my first number was Downtown, remember?
Petula Clark. We play it on this program all the time. I'm not joking. That's part of my bumper music,
well,
Petula Clark.
The Fifth Dimension, up and away, that was the very first concert I ever went to in high school here in Dallas at the Memorial Auditorium, the Fifth Dimension.
You are not kidding. You are not kidding. I love it. Well, so the idea of you, I mean, because most people, obviously, they've seen you on Fox News, whatever. The idea of you, as cute as a bug 5-year-old, playing your accordion on the Mr. Peppermint Show. Is that available on YouTube? That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
We're trying to find and destroy all copies that may be in existence.
That is so cute. I cannot even believe that. At age 5, you were doing that? That's impressive. And what's the song you played?
Downtown, I think.
That is so cute. I cannot get over it. That is incredible. I want to see this. But so you were, your parents obviously pushed you to do this or allowed you to do this, and you did it, and you're telling me that, did you do more TV after that, or was that it?
Yeah, I did more. I did that kind of, you know, growing up, and then actually took my accordion and made my money going to high school and college, doing weddings and bar mitzvahs and everything else you could think of. Played in some places I probably shouldn't have played in, you know.
That is just...
I can play beer barrel poke and make tears come down your face. That's my big number.
Well, I know the accordion was huge in the 60s, and a lot of kids play the accordion. It's not you don't see too many kids doing that today, but you're telling me you were on the Mr. Peppermint Show. We didn't have that where I grew up, so I'm kind of jealous. It sounds so cute. But so you, something about that kind of got into you. And what I find interesting too, when you talk about the way God makes people, you didn't think, oh, I want to be on TV. You thought, I want to be a TV producer. That's just an amazing thing for a little kid to be thinking about that.
Yeah. And you know, again, the idea of broadcasting, that's very important part of our ministry and the way we reach people. And the business aspect, you know, it's hard to be a pastor without having some business training and business acumen. And our particular situation here at Dallas, First Baptist of Dallas, I mean, you know, we just did a $135 million new campus, and it's very complex financial operation. And again, I think God put that interest and desire in me because he knew what he was preparing me for. The key is God is doing that in every Christian's life. He's given those unique interests and passions and giftedness to fulfill his eternal purpose.
I love it. Before we go, I just want to ask you real quick, how was it that God spoke to you when you were 15 about being a preacher? I'm just fascinated with this stuff.
You know, I can point to it. It was the second Friday, June 1971 at 11:55 a.m. in the morning. Now, people say, was it an audible voice? I say, no, it was louder than that. But it was an unmistakable call of God that I was going to be a pastor. And there came that moment when I had to say, okay, Lord, yes, that is what I'm going to do. That comes for everybody who wants to have that extraordinary life. We have to say, yes, Lord.
Well, I just love it. Folks, the book is Choosing the Extraordinary Life, God's Seven Secrets for Success and Significance. And my final question, we just got seconds left. Where were you when that happened? Because I'm always curious when people say God spoke to me. Were you in church? Were you at home?
I was actually at a youth camp, but not singing around the campfire, kumbaya, and holding hands and all of that. It was actually at a noon service. The preacher had been up preaching. I wasn't listening to a thing he was saying. Really, God was speaking to me, and they sounded the bell for the service to be over and everybody to run to get in line in the lunch line, and everybody's running past me. And as I was walking between that old tabernacle where we met and the lunch area, I mean, as I was walking, God spoke to me very clearly.
I love it.
He doesn't do that with everybody, but he did that with me.
I love that. What a wonderful note to end on. Dr. Jeffress, thank you. God bless you. Congratulations on the book, Choosing the Extraordinary Life. Terrific.
Hello? I just don't see how my life can get any better.
What's going on? Why are you feeling that way?
It's everything. It just feels like everything around me is falling apart. If something doesn't change soon, I just don't know what else I can do.
You're doing something right now by talking about it. What's something you're concerned about right now?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you change your mind,
take a chance,
on the first
take a chance,
in
chance,
line,
take a chance, take a chance,
honey,
take a chance,
chance,
chance, chance,
take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a
chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take
a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, in Fresno, California. And just between you and me, it was very awkward doing the interview with Robert Jeffress in this hotel room. Like, he came in here, I was in my robe. I wasn't even prepared for the interview. So I just want to say it was awkward.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah, it was awkward. Anyway, listen, we got, in hour two, we got our friend Lee Habib. But I want to remind my listeners, ladies and gentlemen, that's you. This is serious, okay? We are now in the final days of our campaign to help our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They are in an ongoing battle in support of our religious freedom, your religious freedom. I keep saying this, but I really want to make sure that everybody understands it, because a lot of challenges are kind of popping up. We talked about Baronell Stutzman. Albin, I know you remember her story, whatever,
oh,
but
yeah,
she was on the
yeah.
phone with us. She owns a flower shop in Washington State, right? And she met in her flower shop with a longtime customer, right, who happened to be gay. And she declined, I might say politely, to use her floral artistry for this man's same-sex wedding. She felt uncomfortable, right? Well, the customers initially were fine with it. But then the state attorney general got all freaked out. Let's play the clip. Here we go.
Yes, the attorney general contacted the couple. They didn't file the initial complaint. The attorney general took it on after reading reports in the media. And the attorney general has relentlessly pursued Baronell ever since. The attorney general's actions are sending a very unmistakable message to Baronell and anyone like her that if you dare to decline, the government will bring about your personal and your professional ruin if you don't help celebrate same-sex marriage.
Okay, so what does this mean? This means that if your friends with some gay people and they come into your store and you're hanging out and they are not upset about something, right?
Yeah.
If the state government, if there are activists in the state government, they will take this on because they're looking to make an example of people who don't, you know, toe the line on this stuff. That is a violation of religious freedom. Folks, you should get angry. This is very bad for America. I hope you'll vote, but I hope, because we're doing this with Alliance Defending Freedom, that you'll go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Every penny you give is doubled. So this is key. If you give $100, it is doubled because of a matching grant. Let me give the phone number, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. I mentioned we're way behind on this. I know we're asking a lot of people, but there's nothing more important than religious freedom. So I just want to say that I hope people who are listening will go to our website, metaxastalk.com, give something to Alliance Defending Freedom. This is happening all over the country, and if we don't stand up and fight this, it's going to get worse. It's an unpleasant time. Yes. Alvin, how much time do we have?
We have just about 1 minute. We have just about 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, and vote,
okay,
and vote well, too,
yeah.
right?
Well, I was yeah. going to say, if people ever needed a reason to vote,
yes.
this stuff is ratcheting up, even with Hillary Clinton out of power. If Nancy Pelosi becomes the speaker, folks, you're going to say, yeah, I remember Eric talking about this. Please don't let it happen. Please vote. And mm-hmm. for the love of Christmas, go to metaxastalk.com and please give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. These folks are heroes. They do this for free. All right, we're out of time. Hour two, Lee Habib. I can't believe, Alvin, did I tell you I'm in Fresno?
You're in Fresno! Yay!
I'm in Fresno.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.